all the rage. Forms of anger while traveling. Is road rage a big problem in your country? These days, it exists all over the world. But now there are other forms of transport rage.
The term road rage was invented in the USA during the 1980s. It can be defined as aggressive or rude behaviour by the driver of an automobile. The most common examples are beeping horns, abusive gestures, tailgating, or cutting people off. However, there have been many more serious incidents, including punch-ups and ramming. One recent survey revealed that 50% of all drivers would retaliate if they were the victim of aggressive or bad driving.
Air rage is another form of transport anger. Again, it can take many different forms. From the person who starts throwing ice cubes around the cabin when they refuse their fourth cocktail, to the passenger who tries to open the emergency doors mid-flight. There are also stories of crew members losing their tempers and pilots bursting into tears at 10,000 meters. Celebrities are susceptible to air rage, too. Naomi Campbell ended up in court after assaulting police officers when British Airways lost one of her bags. And Gillian Anderson, X-Files, Anna Kournikova, and Courtney Love have all been in the news after their mid-air tantrums.
These days, new forms of transport rage are starting to emerge. Metro rage, or tube rage, as it's called in England, is also increasing, as is train rage. In a recent report, London's train commuters were described as utterly ruthless and dog-eat-dog. There have even been instances of bus rage. The most serious case so far involved a bus driver who was prosecuted for ramming a cyclist off the road.
So, why do people get so angry when they're traveling? There are several theories. According to a recent article, road rage is caused by intermittent explosive disorder, a condition that causes occasional outbursts of anger. Others blame crowded roads, traffic jams, bad driving, and being stuck in a confined space for long periods of time. On planes, changes in air pressure can trigger psychological changes. Other people blame the lack of oxygen, as well as cramped seating, claustrophobia, and long queues at check-in. Alcohol is also a factor. In fact, 63% of all air rage incidents involve drunken passengers.
Many organizations are trying to deal with the phenomenon of transport rage. Airlines teach cabin crew self-defense. Railway staff in England are given courses in conflict avoidance and have 24-hour telephone helplines so that they can cope with the stress of dealing with rail rage. And in the London Underground, there are constant warnings against assaulting members of staff. So, it seems that even though we can travel wherever we want these days, we get much more irritated doing so. Perhaps we should all remember the old saying, getting there is half the fun. So, just sit back and try to enjoy the ride. If you can.